Hey everyone, welcome to another episode of Startup Sales. Excited to have this episode today. We're going to speak about everything about the CRM, why it's important for business decisions, how it's going to help with the sales process, how to set it up properly. It's going to be really exciting, and because we've got a great guest with us today, Manolis Labovas. If I didn't butcher his name, I apologize. But he's the founder of Repath Solutions, where this is all they do. And so they really know this stuff, and he's got some great insight for us. So let's get to it.
Welcome to the Startup Sales Podcast, where we dive into the world of sales and marketing. Join us as we interview founders and industry experts, uncovering their successes and failures in the market. Get valuable insights and learn from their experiences to boost your own sales strategies. And now, a word from this episode's sponsor. Are you tired of struggling to reach your sales targets? We believe in you get what you pay for. That's why you pay only for the leads you get. Introducing Startup Sales, the leading growth hacking agency that guarantees meetings with your prospects. With our proven strategies, we'll bring you between 15 to 30 qualified prospects every month. And here's the best part. It's risk-free. You only pay us upon success. Don't let your competitors get ahead. Let Startup Sales supercharge your sales pipeline today. Visit us at startupsales.io. Startup Sales, your ultimate growth hacking partner.
Manolis, thanks for joining us today.
Thanks thanks for inviting us. Thanks for the invitation. Really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to today's conversation. Can you give people a little bit of background about what your experience is and basically why they should listen to you?
Sure. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Repath Solutions. Repath is a Zoho Premium partner, having actually implemented more than 300 projects on CRM and marketing automation technologies in 15 different countries. Our team is a hybrid, let's say, combination of business people and software actually engineers, consultants, and data analysts, having actually the ultimate mission to help companies become more productive, more automated, and agile through the proper use of operation of digital, let's say, operation systems.
300, over 300 systems implemented. Wow.
Long journey so far. Long journey.
Yeah. All right. So let's just jump into why is it important to have to be tracking all this data?
Okay. So there are many, many different critical objectives that CRM can fulfill for the companies out there. The first and foremost has to do with how do we centralize and organize customer data in order actually to assign the information and assign the contacts to the relevant persons within the organization, within the companies. The second has to do with the enhanced and improved communication. So as soon as we unify all the customer touch points of the customer journey, we will be able actually to come up with some fruitful and meaningful business decisions for our company. So it helps us actually to centralize the information. The third one is how to actually break down the sales life cycle into the different stages of the sales process, put some actually weights in order to be able actually to make some forecasts and predict about the performance of our upcoming, let's say, terms and quarters. The other thing is related to automation and, putting some rules to help us automate the whole communication with the customers, being, more efficient and effective and, devoting our time in the leads and contacts that really matter for our business and that actually produce some value. And there are so many other things like customer segmentation, in which actually we can create different actually groups, different segments of our database in order to, design respective strategies that will ultimately convert into sales. Customer engagement to see actually how the customers are interacting with our brand. And some other things that can actually help us is the data analytics, how to actually aggregate data from different sales pipelines in order, you know, to make some decisions, the integration with third-party systems, and you know, the overall how CRM systems actually help us streamline all of our sales processes and putting some, you know, rules in order to you know, follow the specific processes that we have in the, let's say, traditional era of our company. And I will elaborate more on this later.
I think it's a lot, because most people just think of the CRM as a sales tool, like, okay, here's all my prospects I'm looking at, here's my to-do task for the next thing, and then managing that. But all of what you said is so important, and there's so much more encompassing that. I think one of the coolest things that I've seen, and I'd like to hear what your thoughts are on this, is that a lot of times, you know, there's always a fight between marketing and sales. And that fight is, okay, I brought you 500 leads in the last 6 months. Why is nothing closed, or why are you not closing them? Or you're not working them properly. But when you are tracking from the beginning of the marketing automation side all the way through to, you know, the sales side and beyond, as you said, you're able to segment out those users and see how many went from first signing up for a white paper, then signing up for a demo, and then coming up to a discovery call, and then purchasing, and you're able to see the full metrics there. So what have you seen in this case?
First of all, let me say that I'm avoiding actually the term of CRM. So because CRM has been progressed to an operating system, but just for the sake of the discussion and to be more, you know, comprehensive, that's why we mention CRM. CRM, I feel that has been replaced by the concept of operating system, based on which you connect different applications from different departments of your company in order actually to make some decisions and to have all the data into one single place. For example, the let's say the fight and the battle between you know, sales and marketing can be eliminated by connecting your marketing campaigns into your CRM, and ultimately have the you know, the mass mail, let's say, metrics underneath the CRM record. Respectively, you can actually connect the ticketing tool with the CRM, and therefore you will be able to see all the tickets, whether have been resolved actually by your contact center or not. And hence, you will be able actually to see how the customer has interacted with the whole company across different departments in a single and unified place. And let me say something which is actually predominant, let's say, theory and concept over the last 3 years. You know the importance of customer experience, right? Over the last few years, this has gradually, let's say, replaced by the concept of business of experience, in which actually you design the whole system and the whole infrastructure of your, you know, of your information, being in line with the vision of the company, the values, and the strategic objectives, not only with the sales and marketing, but also with the strategic direction of the company. Meaning that on the one hand, you had actually to you know, integrate sales and marketing activities into one place, but now you integrate sales, marketing, support, HR, recruitment, because as soon as you want actually to create a new project and enhance your sales, you need actually new people on board in order to make that happen. So what will be the easiest way by having actually all the information from different departments into one centralized location?
I like that you call it an operating system. You know, I always, with my clients, I've always told them that, you know, you need to look at the CRM or the operating system now. I'm going to start using that. Not as just a CRM, but it should be like a kind of a central database of all the information for the company. Something that could integrate with all your different tools, bring everything into one place, so it's a unified place of truth.
I can elaborate, you know, for 4 hours about all these concepts, but I know that the recording today's the podcast today's is limited, so I'm going actually to cover the very fundamental topics of this operating system. But I forgot actually to mention. So if you look all the stages of the inbound, let's say, strategy, you will see also the stages of measuring the customer satisfaction in order, you know, to get feedback about the products and the services that you are offering, because this is a constant, actually, you know, improvement and experimentation and iteration of your processes in order actually to enhance the quality of services that you are offering to the clients, right? So it works in many, many different stages and different touch points, I must say.
Can you give some examples of what you mean by, you know, what should you be measuring? What if you're tracking all this, what exactly are you looking for to measure?
First of all, let's start with the fact that you integrate actually your operating system with all the different touch points of the customer journey, meaning your social media channels, your email, the website, the forms that you probably actually have in different, you know, initiatives and sweepstakes that took place online. So as soon as you aggregate and unify all this data into your operating system, then you will be able actually to measure the conversion rate that actually bring to you, and be able actually to see which actually channel produces the highest conversion rate in order to invest more along the way. So this is the first, the conversion rate, the lead conversion rate. Then we have another, let's say, metric, which is related to conversion rate of the deal. So it doesn't matter if this lead came to your system. We need actually to measure whether this lead has been converted to a client, has a transactional relationship with your company. In order to measure the transactional relationship with your company, you need actually to integrate another accounting system, right? In order to see the transactions that are put underneath the CRM record. That's why I'm saying that everything is unified, everything is connected with the core, let's say, system of your business. And then we have many different metrics that are related to the product performance. So which product bring us, you know, most of our profits? What else? Regarding, you know, the recruitment that you probably want to do, how many talents have you received, and how many of them can actually fit to the positions that you have opened? So there are so many, many metrics across different objectives of the company, but I would like actually to highlight the importance of having some discipline into the system. So I don't want actually to deviate the conversation, but it is one of the most predominant things that we see, because if you don't actually put some rules into the system, then the system will actually store information that that you don't want actually to have, and will probably affect your reporting and your, you know, let's say, business decision process, because you need actually to make decisions based on the wrong data. So putting the discipline into the system, and this is a concept that is actually used by most of the software vendors out there. It is called Blueprint. Blueprint it is actually an online replica of your business processes, in which you can put escalation rules, assignment rules, approval rules, and nothing is progressed throughout your pipelines unless you have got the approval of your of the relevant person.
Approval of the relevant person, and also, you know, the input of the relevant data.
Yes. Indeed.
Also.
And the validation that you have for this particular set of data.
Yeah. Whenever I have a team that I'm managing, This is one of the things that I always say is if it's not in the CRM, it didn't happen. Yeah. I don't care what you say, what you swear to. If you did not put it in the CRM, it didn't happen. And that means, you know, if you didn't log a call with a prospect and the prospect comes in tomorrow and wants to talk to somebody, it moves on to the next salesperson because, hey, you didn't log it. Obviously not that strict, but I'm trying to generalize here how important it is to put in the details from the sales perspective anyways.
But as an extension, we need actually to avoid the, you know, the process, you know, trash in, trash out. So we need actually to put some, you know, rules into the system in order to avoid these, let's say, circumstances from happening and from distorting our investment, because this is an instrumental, let's say, investment for the operation of the whole company. So without the digital tools, you will not be able to measure the performance of your salespersons. You will not be able to measure the conversion rates across different channels. You will not be able to, you will actually find yourself wasting time internally to chase information from, you know, channels, WhatsApp conversations and so on, instead of having everything into one place.
Yeah. I think it's also really important to, you know, we talked about it, but I want to give a couple examples for the listeners of, you know, what are some of the things that you could actually see, some of the insights that you could see. And I'll give one example, and then I'd like to hear some from you. But one of the things I like to measure as a sales leader from the sales team is how many calls and how many touch points does it take to go to close a deal. And so if I'm measuring that, I could see, okay, normally it takes 38 calls on average to close a deal, and the time between touch points is normally 14 hours. I don't know, making something up. And then with that information, you could do a couple things. One, you could look at, okay, how can we shorten this? Or how could we improve these numbers to make it less touch points to close the deal? But also you could, as you said before, segment out the list. So I could see, oh, one marketing channel in particular always takes 75 touch points, almost double. So maybe there's something that we need to learn from that to improve that part of the funnel.
So you will be able actually to measure the calls that are made by your salespersons and the effectiveness of these calls by integrating actually your call center within the operating system. So most of the cloud vendors out there offer, you know, default functionalities based on which actually you can integrate with your system, or actually go to a more digital solution, a VoIP solution that actually help you to make that happen. So as soon as you gather all these calls and the, let's say, the duration of these calls with your prospects and leads, you will see actually some reasons why specific deals didn't go through, or specific deals were successful enough to be closed. So based on these actually reasons, you can group and make some decisions about you know, how you can actually enhance your sales in the long run.
Yeah.
So the input is really important actually to create some reports and actually segment the, let's say, the output of your efforts and of your calls in order to decide about the next steps of your sales, let's say, enhancements.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to collect the data. It's the next thing is to actually look at the data and get insights from it.
And to group also to provide, you know, predefined actually questions in order and answers in order for you actually to be able to group. So this is, yeah, A, B, C or other. So the if other, please specify, then you can actually pull this data into a report and you will actually able to you know, make some decisions based on these different variations of results that you have.
This is why I always tell founders that I'm working with that it's super important that you, at the beginning of an early stage startup, that you do the sales, not just hire somebody to do them for you. Because that way you know what questions to ask for from the data once you start getting it. you know how to look at the data and to see what's there. Otherwise, you're completely blind, even if you have all the data in front of you.
Funny enough, after 300 projects, I'm still doing the sales. So I want actually, to make sure that everything that is conveyed to and presented to the client can be actually fulfilled by all the people that are surrounding the company of Repath Solutions.
Yeah. So if you're doing the sales, I wanted to change subject a little bit. If you're doing the sales for the implementation of your of these systems, this is a question I get all the time. What CRM should I use? And I always, and you're not going to like this answer, I don't think, but I always lean for Salesforce. It's because it's what I know, and I know it integrates well with everything else. And
like Zoho, eh?
Yeah. So I've actually only used Zoho once with one client, but it wasn't enough time to actually get to know it. So it's interesting. I'd like to hear more. But what are some of the things that people who are looking to get a CRM or looking to implement a CRM, what are some important things that they should be taking into consideration?
First of all, let me say that the way that Zoho innovates is really fantastic, because over the year the platform has introduced us radical innovations on how different applications can be connected to each other, how we can actually take some data from different actually sources in order to create some reports. So I don't think that by any means Zoho is intermediate compared to Salesforce. Zoho, another milestone that is worth highlighting is that this year Zoho announced two different actually radical, let's say, milestones. The first one that is that it hit 100 million users and across the globe. And the other thing is that it reaches actually 1 billion of annual turnover. So, and Zoho is a completely, bootstrapped as a company, no funding, no loans, no investments. So the way that this company has grown over the years is really fantastic. It's exponential. It should be added, in many, many business books as a strategy actually for many startups and small and medium companies should actually follow in order to drive sustainable results in the long run. So I don't think that Zoho or actually Salesforce has something that cannot be accommodated by Zoho. And believe me, I'm exposed to many, many different, large enterprise tenders across Europe. And I can actually say that with full confidence.
Okay, but I'm an early stage founder. I've been working off of just my Gmail and trying to remember to email people back. Now it's time to actually get serious and start to put together an operating system. What should I be looking for?
If you are using Gmail, you will be able actually to connect Gmail with your Zoho operating system. If you are a real estate agent or company, or you have a company in the construction, let's say, sector or maritime or energy, you will be able to customize the operating system according to your needs. So imagine that it could be a white Canva, a white piece of paper that you can design the software in order to accommodate your very, very unique needs of your business. That's why the level of customization and flexibility and the innovation as well are the most critical components that drive the success of Zoho so far.
Gotcha. Okay. One last question for everybody listening. When working with their operating system, what is the biggest mistake that you see people doing? And how can they or should they correct it?
I think I mentioned that in a previous actually question, and I deviated from the question that you actually raised. It has to do with the discipline and the blueprint. So it is very important actually to ensure that the information that you put into the system are well defined, formatted, and validated. Because at the end of the day, you will extract actually the same information into a different format, and you expect actually the system to manage this information, although it is the wrong piece of information. So you need to be very careful about the data that you insert into the system and to apply actually your traditional processes into, let's say, a blueprint, a process in which all the data will be well reflected, validated, and approved by the same layers of the hierarchy of the company that you are having in the daily business, in the traditional business, let's say. Traditional, when I'm saying traditional, has to do with the digital versus traditional. The way that we define a process needs to be reflected into the system. Otherwise, it doesn't make any sense actually to have a system to reflect our processes.
Yeah, okay. Manolis, I really appreciate you coming on today. How can people reach out to you, learn more about Repath, or get your help on implementing their operating system?
By visiting our website, repathsolutions.com, by visiting and following our LinkedIn account, and getting in touch with me and any other colleague of Repath Solutions. We always here to help you, and facilitate your digital transformation efforts along the way.
Great.
From the very beginning until the very end.
Hopefully, no end. Hopefully, the business keeps growing and growing.
Yeah. Indeed. There's no end. It is a journey that goes on. But I mean, from the very beginning, meaning the business analysis, the technical analysis, the implementation roadmap, and the different actually sprints that the whole implementation needs to be divided. The stakeholders that are needed to be involved in the whole process. So every single process, we have a different, let's say, set of skill sets and roles within the company, from CRM consultants to business consultants to data analysts and software engineers, in order to provide a holistic actually service to the clients and organizations that are seeking actually to fulfill this digital transformation journey.
Manolis, thanks again for coming.
I really appreciate it. Thanks for inviting. And I'm looking forward to the next actually steps of our collaboration.
Absolutely. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Startup Sales with Adam Springer. Subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode. Contact Adam about speaking engagements or consulting services at adam@startupsales.io.